Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Beth McRae, the president at the McRae Agency, a full-service PR, marketing, and social media firm that was named the number one PR firm in the state of Arizona in 2020. Beth, awesome to have you, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. I'm so delighted to be part of this today.
Beth, I am too. Great to have you out. Looking forward to hearing from you in all regards today. So you're an experienced PR pro. How did you get into the industry and into the business? Let's kick things off with that today.
I'm one of those rare individuals that is actually practicing what I studied in college. I know that's a bit unusual. So I actually studied journalism and marketing in college at Texas Christian University. I got degrees in each of those. And public relations is kind of the hybrid of those, if you think about it. It's got a lot of strong elements of journalism, like you have to be a strong writer, you have to be able to work with the news media, and then it's also got the marketing component to it, too, because public relations is kind of a marketing function. It's under the marketing umbrella. So I got my start by studying those disciplines in college and then doing internships and then, of course, getting my first job and then working my way up kind of through the ranks at McCann, which is a huge worldwide agency. And then I went out on my own in 1995 and have been running my own show ever since then.
Well, I'd say you're certainly experienced and you're certainly successful in this industry, and awesome background history there to kind of lay the groundwork. Now, what does public relations mean exactly for those that are in the gray, if you will?
Absolutely. It literally means relations with your publics, which is another way of saying your target audiences. So it's what you say to your target audiences, how you communicate it, and those messages are going to be different for each audience. So, for example, when you're a publicly traded company, you have audiences ranging from your employees to your investors to your customers, and, of course, the news media being one of the most important relationships you're going to have. So what you say to each of those audiences is going to be dramatically different, and the way you say it, the vehicles that you may use to communicate those messages are often, you know, very different. So employees, you might communicate with them, you know, through a newsletter or something like that. With investors, it's going to be, you know, quarterly calls. With your customers, you know, we have so many wonderful avenues now that we can communicate through, because we don't have to just rely on the traditional news media, you know, the Wall Street Journals of the world. We have social media. We have blogs. We have podcasts, just like yours. We have webinars. We have newsletters. I mean, the list is really almost endless in terms of the vehicles and channels that are available to us to communicate, especially with our customers. So it's a really exciting time in public relations, because we've never had this many channels and ways to communicate with the audiences. And this in this era, we don't have to just rely on the traditional news media to get our message out. We can go direct to our customers with social media, for example. So it's amazing. It's a wonderful time in the field of PR.
And I couldn't agree more. Good information there. What are some of the most effective ways for people to use PR?
So really the backbone of public relations is that communication with members of the news media. Even though we have all these amazing channels to go through to get our message out, there's still nothing that really beats, you know, a Wall Street Journal story or getting on the Associated Press wire service or, you know, being featured on your local television station. You know, those are the things that at least my clients still want, because once you get that kind of news coverage, you can put it on your website, you can put it over social media, you can put it into a newsletter, et cetera, et cetera. It's got all these legs, you know, once you secure it. So securing the publicity is really probably one of the most user-friendly things that people can pursue, because yes, PR people do this for a living. We communicate with the news media all day long and in different ways, but any business owner or person that's got something that they're looking to promote can contact their local news person in their local business journal or their local community newspaper or their daily newspaper or the TV stations, etc. Because, the key to public relations when you're talking about working with the news media is the story angle. So if you can just put yourself in the shoes of being a good storyteller and telling a story about your brand, whatever that may be, then you can absolutely have access to the news media and go to them directly. You can write a press release. There's tons of examples online for press releases. You can just take one of those templates and craft your own press release and send that out to your local media. So that is available to anyone that's interested in public relations. Also, PR takes the form of events and community relations and, as I mentioned, investor relations and things like that, investor relations being a little more complicated. But in terms of the event side of things, if you're a business owner and you're opening up a new business, you've got a grand opening story angle that you can use to tell, and you can hold a wonderful grand opening and invite all the local businesses and the people that are going to be your customers and friends and family and all of that. So, having events is a great way to use public relations, because also that dovetails right back into the story angle. Because if you're holding a grand opening, that's an excellent reason to reach out to your local news media and invite them to the grand opening and tell them about it. Write that grand opening press release and send it around, via email. It's so easy to do these things now. So those are a couple of examples of ways people can utilize PR for themselves. And there are many, many more. It's so easy to put together a newsletter through MailChimp or Constant Contact, those kinds of things. And so, you can write wonderful stories and communicate your news and build up a database and, send that out on a monthly basis to stay in touch with your customers. That falls under PR as well, because there's writing involved. And again, you're telling the story, you're sharing your news. So those are some easy ways to dip your toe into PR if you're so inclined.
Beth, certainly appreciate your input there. Most helpful. That certainly should jazz up a few folks tuning in today. We're joined by Beth McRae, the president at the McRae Agency, a full-service PR marketing and social media firm here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Beth, if you could give us a case study from one of your clients that illustrates a great use of PR, that would be great.
Oh, absolutely. I'd love to. One wonderful case study that happened during the COVID quarantine is a client of ours that's called Senior Placement Services. And what they do is they work to, for the people that kind of fall through the cracks of the shelter systems and the kind of things that are out there to help homeless, they kind of try to pick up the people that fall through the cracks and get them appropriate treatment and then into long-term housing so that they can start to get on their own two feet. So that's what they do. So we came up with this idea together to do a food and supply drive for homeless veterans. And this is something that was really easy for people to participate during COVID. In fact, my house was one of the drop spots, so that when I would reach out to all of my contacts and friends, I would say, look, go through your pantry, go through your cabinets, find things, extra food or things that maybe you don't need right now, and drop them off. If you're so inclined to go to a store, here are some of the key items that are really most needed for the homeless vets that are in our shelter systems. And the response was just absolutely overwhelming. It seemed like carloads of things are being dropped off at my house all day long, every day for 2 months. My living room was so full of things. It was unbelievable. And then the senior placement services people would take that to the homeless veterans. So what do we have there? We have an event, a really amazing event, a feel-good event that people could get behind when they were really struggling during the quarantine and you know, oftentimes thinking, how can I make a difference for people that are worse off than I am? So the event turned out to be an amazing thing. When we were wrapping up, we had, you know, photos and video and all kinds of things like that, and we put that out over social media. So that's kind of the second piece or the second component of this campaign, if you will. And so we had, you know, all these social media interactions with people, and we were, you know, going in and thanking people specifically for their donation, tagging them so they were part of the conversation. So that was kind of, you know, the second phase. The third phase was to take the photography of the senior placement people dropping things off to veterans and the, you know, living rooms full of food and supplies, et cetera. And then we wrote a news release about how successful the food and supply drive was. And we pushed that out to all the news media in the Phoenix market, which is where this took place. And then we got tons and tons of news coverage because it was one of those feel-good, you know, happier stories during a very difficult time, which was the quarantine and the post-quarantine period. So those were three legs to that campaign, and that gave that client a ton of wonderful exposure in our community. And they, of course, were thought very well of for, you know, being behind such an amazing effort to help our homeless veterans and to supply them for months on end with the food and the necessary hygiene items that they needed. So that is one of my favorite campaigns that we've done.
And with reason, for sure. What a tremendous and great example of one of your clients' case studies right there, and a successful one at that. Thanks for sharing that with us. Now, tell us, for those that are looking for or looking to hire a PR agent, what are some tips for hiring one?
Well, first you kind of have to have in mind what your objectives are. You know, most people are going to say, I want to build buzz for my product or my business, or I want more exposure. Those are very typical types of objectives. So you need to have those in mind. You know, probably have some kind of a budget range in mind to what you think you can commit to this as part of your overall marketing program. And then, you know, reach out. I mean, obviously Google is very helpful. When we put in keywords like Phoenix PR firm, in our case here, and you know, look at some of those top results and maybe start to set up some interviews, you have to keep in mind that the larger the agency, the more overhead they're going to have, and that overhead does get passed on to the clients, of course. So their budgets, you know, they're going to be looking at pretty big budgets. So if you have a smaller budget, you're better choices are probably going to be to either go with a solo practitioner, which is just somebody, you know, that doesn't have a company officially necessarily. It's just them kind of doing work on almost like a freelance basis. Or you could look at a boutique agency. My agency happens to be a boutique agency. We're on the smaller side, and we don't haven't had overhead to pass on to our clients for a long time because we've kept it small. I actually made our agency remote before COVID ever hit. So in 2017, we went totally remote with our staff and everything because we knew technology allows us to do so. So it just kind of depends on, you know, how aggressive you want your PR campaign to be, what you think you can commit budget-wise, and you just need to select somebody appropriately, you know, based on those parameters. And then, of course, the thing that's not measurable or tangible a little bit, but it's chemistry. So, you know, you want to be able to meet with that person, whoever is going to be your day-to-day contact at that PR firm, or if it's a solo practitioner. And you want to know, do you click with that person? Do you like their style? Are they going to provide you with the kind of reports you want? You know, some of those things are not really things you can have control over. You know, you either click with somebody or you don't usually. So that's the softer science side of picking an agency. But, you know, you can definitely, you know, tell them that you want a weekly report, you want a monthly report, you want in person, you want Zoom, you want, you know, a report that's going to measure these types of things. You know, those are all areas that you can, you know, I don't want to say dictate, but that you can convey to the agency or the person that you're talking with so that you're getting the results from that agency or person in the format that you want them in. And results are the key thing, right? So, you know, if they're not performing and they're not, you know, delivering you news coverage or whatever the things are that you've put into your objectives, then it's probably not the right agency or person for you. And unfortunately, that happens sometimes. But, you know, if you give it some good thought beforehand, and, you know, do your research online, learn a little more about public relations, you know, what you can expect from a PR firm, and then you can hopefully go into it and have a successful relationship.
Awesome input and information as we conclude things here today, and some great advice at that. Really appreciate that. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a final word or a thought or anything else you'd like to share about your industry or your agency, the McRae Agency?
Sure. I would just entice or invite or encourage anyone to reach out to your local news person. You know, have your story figured out ahead of time so you're calling them and you're giving them a good story. But, you know, don't be afraid to go direct yourself. You don't have to go through a PR person or PR firm. Your life will be easier if you do, perhaps, but you can definitely go direct. And so I would encourage all the listeners to do that.
Beth, really appreciate those concluding remarks. Most helpful and appreciated. And I'm sure listeners want to know how they can get more information on your agency as well as a way to be in touch. Where's the best place to do so?
Oh, going to our website, which is www.mcraeagency.com. It's MCRAEAGENCY.com. And my contact information is there. Our bios are there, our backgrounds, our client experience, all of that. So that's the best place to go.
Again, folks, it is mcraeagency.com. Beth, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio, and look forward to our next conversation.
Thank you so much, Eric.
And you're so welcome. We've been speaking with Beth McRae, the president at the McRae Agency, a full-service PR marketing and social media firm that was named the number one PR firm in Arizona in 2020. And for all the details, visit mcraeagency.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.